We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This might not be us. Not at the top here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the live show.
Let's go, baby. Hey, high hopes right now. High hopes.
By the way, I write down on a piece of paper every year what the bracket is. It's a little tradition of mine.
That's adorable. I love it,
man. I don't even have a blank bracket. I just have a blank piece of paper. Just on the struggle bus today, but whatever.
What is NC State going to get? What seed are they projected to get? 10?
Yeah, maybe. 11? I'd think 11. I'd be stunned if they're 10.
Can they play in the first four or no?
I don't remember.
Twitter told me, no, that's not possible. Yeah, let's jump right into it. I thought they were going to, like,
They don't mess around, man. No. They don't mess around with the brackets. Yeah, I'd be really surprised if it's in Spokane.
We're a four in this one, right?
I'd be really surprised. That would suck.
Zion, is this? Oh, hide shadow overlay.
Okay. Boy, two Final Four teams right there with UConn. You know, three of the four teams that were in the Final Four.
Jeez, look at that.
Bruce is here. That's crazy. Why are you here, bro? This is a strictly Duke.
Auburn is a four. Auburn's a four. Right,
you're ahead of me.
Oh, boy.
Zion, is he ahead of you?
Nah, we're same timing.
You guys are going to be ahead of me. I'm at the mute.
There's still a chance.
Oh, did we just get a three? Oh, man.
Yeah, but it says these are in Omaha, though. I don't think this would be us.
It could be.
You really think they put it on the three line in Omaha, not Brooklyn?
That'd be messed up if they put us in Omaha.
I'd be really surprised. They usually put Duke in Brooklyn.
Yo, share the like, feeds, yo.
Earn an ease. Let's see. Illinois a three. That bodes less promising for Duke, obviously. So if Illinois is a three, I mean, I should pull up like what the expectation is, right? Like,
we're not in the East, so.
Yeah, we're not in the East for sure. I just meant more like who the other potential three seeds are. The other potential three seed. I mean, really, Auburn.
Before we jump into it, just we're not getting picked. Let me get the reads out the way. Obviously, shout out to our sponsor, Autograph. NCAA tournament coming up. You can get $16 tickets. Just go to Autograph. Download the app. Use the code Crazy. You know what it is. Get those $16 tickets. Shout out to home field, for the shout out they sent. I think Ryan's wearing the hat too. We're trying to be like Bob.
Let's go.
Shout out to home field for the free hats. But yeah, home field got some new gear. So use the code Crazy. Go check that out. But yeah, okay. We could jump right into it. No intro today. We're just chatting.
We're just chatting. Auburn being on the four line is promising. Just in the sense that I think they were a pretty obvious candidate to be a four and be a three instead of us. We're really looking at like Baylor, Creighton, Illinois, Duke, Auburn, maybe Kansas because of the injury considerations, maybe Kentucky. Like those are sort of where we're at. I think the chances of us snagging that last three aren't bad. they're not bad at all right now.
No, anymore. Definitely not bad.
I'm honestly a little surprised that we're not in the East, just given that UConn is in the East.
And I felt like if you say that we're, it kind of bodes well. I kind of missed part of your talk about us being a 3 or 4. If we're not in the East, that means we're not going to be the 4th seed in the East. That probably fares well for us then, right? Because if we were the top 4 seed, we would have probably been put in the East.
Yeah, maybe. You might be right about that. People are going to be mad. People are going to be mad if Duke's a 3, dude. Duke's got a 3-ish
resume.
I don't care either. I don't care. Let's be clear. I don't care.
We won the ACC tournament last year. We still got a 5.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. They don't care about these tournaments. They don't care at all. Yeah.
No. So they mean nothing.
Give me the 3, man. I need some consistency.
I think if we had a 3 seed before the loss to NC State,
no, stop.
And I would think we're still a 3 seed. Maybe. We'll find out. They're talking about some such nonsense on the TV right now. Hey, how about NC State, man?
Hey, hats off to them, man. What an insane run.
Shout out to DJ Burns. You can't be mad at DJ Burns. If you're mad at DJ Burns, you have no heart. Probably a loser. But you know, they did their thing, man. 5 days, 5 games, that's crazy, bro.
Madness.
Yeah, at least it wasn't UNC. At least
UNC. So confident they were gonna get massacred. I was so confident
that I thought it was going to be close. I thought it was going to be close, and then they were going to get tired.
Yeah, 100%.
UNC had just beaten NC State. I forget the actual number. They'd beaten NC State something like 29 of the last 35 times or whatever. Like they just historically, especially the Kevin Keats era, have obliterated NC State.
Ryan, you did ask this. What was the response?
Great question. Yeah, so it was funny is the replies were very, very aggressively like, no, it doesn't make us feel any better. But I think the poll was actually, at one point, yes was leading. Yes actually is winning 58% to 42%. The replies would tell you otherwise. So the question was, does this historic NC State run make you feel any better about Duke? And
I'll pull it up.
Yeah. 58% said yes, it does. 42% said no, but the replies, got a bunch of muted people here that I have to open it up. Yeah, they all are. I got called dumb. I said no, hell no.
Okay. Let me see. I want to see the exact numbers.
How does it make you feel?
Okay. Nah, it does not make me feel any better that we lost because I still think. People are kind of, you know, ignoring the fact that the way it wasn't how, you know, NC State played. It was more so how we played that pissed me off and, you know, I guess made it an embarrassing loss. But, you know, they are a hot team. And I think they could sneak a couple wins in here in the tournament. They also could lose in the first rounds, but you never know.
I have no faith in them for what.
But we didn't have faith in them against North Carolina either, right? I mean,
yeah. I don't have any faith for them because I shouldn't have faith. I don't care what they do in the tournament, you know.
The reason we talk about how these tournaments, these conference tournaments, don't normally mean much for seeding and whatnot, and the resume is what it is before this. But I guess if you want to look at maybe a slight thing that makes you feel better is that Duke just ran into a hot team. Like this loss maybe isn't as bad resume wise, but like I said, it's all about the way they lost is kind of what got me feeling.
Ryan, NC State's not that good.
No,
let's be honest, right? I've been watching. I know Zion, you stopped watching after the Duke loss, which is completely reasonable. But I watched a bunch of these SEC games and the Big East games and the Big Ten games. They're playing different basketball than the ACC was this year. It's different. It's on a completely different level. You'll watch a battle between a 4 seed and a 5 seed, and you'd be like, this is such better basketball than watching Virginia and Boston College bludgeon each other to death, right? I mean, it's just completely different. So I don't It's the way in which we lost, for sure. Yeah. I don't feel great about it. Now, the South, the South is coming up. Brooklyn, New York is the 5 and 4 seed.
I need the 4. I need the 4 then. I don't care, bro. If we're in the 4 in Brooklyn, give us the 4.
Yeah, but we could get a 3 in Brooklyn too, dude.
No, the 2 Brooklyn spots are already taken up.
Oh yeah, you're right. UConn,
yes. These are the last 2.
Oh Brooklyn man, spots. I think we're I this might be us.
This could be us right here, yeah. Yeah, the 13 seeds that I've seen on a lot of bracketologist lines don't scare me nearly as much as 12s do. And sure. I mean, it makes sense, but like people were freaking out about how the 13s and 14s this year are going to be a lot stronger than most years. And I just don't see that being the case. I think teams like James Madison and McNeese are going to be teams that are on the 12 to 11 line and not actually that 13, 14 line. I think we're more likely to get like a Colgate or somebody like that than we are a James Madison.
That 8-9 game is.
Oh, I do got to put this up because I want to address it. Hey, shout out to you, Chris. Shout out to you. If you do want to contribute something, for sure, hit my line or hit Ryan's line or hit Russ's line on Twitter. But
we should do that.
We do appreciate that, for sure.
Oh, man, Wisconsin is a 5.
Don't put us as a 4 and have to play Wisconsin if we win.
It's looking like we're about to play. Yo. And Russ has been hyping Wisconsin so much,
yeah, dude.
This week, but like,
don't be James Madison here either.
Well, yeah, I mean,
no, it's gonna be us. It's gonna be Duke.
I mean, I'd rather have a 5 be against a 5 seed that has a really good 12 seed.
Yeah. Real quick, shout out to Noah Fridelli. He's my step cousin starter for James Madison. So pulling for them. Just hope to God Duke is not this 4 seed.
I think we're going to be this person.
I hope he gets cooked if we play him.
I'll be surprised if we're not. Yeah, there we are.
Oh!
No.
I'll be there, though, at least.
Oh, my God. No.
Y'all need to relax. Oh, someone have Vermont. I know someone did tweet me that I have to –
And we play Friday. No.
Oh, I don't mind that. I like that, actually.
No, I like getting it over with.
Don't like getting it over with. I like just enjoying that. I like just enjoying that round, you know. James Madison as a 12 is brutal, man, for Wisconsin. Like, Wisconsin just really acquitted themselves super, super well. And then to run into James Madison, that's a –
yeah.
It's a tall order. Vermont. I'm not going to pretend like I know a lot about Vermont this year.
I'm not going to either. NC State got an 11, huh?
I'm gonna poke around at Vermont real quick just to see. Kentucky in our bracket, obviously, is the 3 seed. Well, there you go, right? Like,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got it over us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But they did draw Oakland, which I asked my buddies from the 3-man weave. I was like, dude, what 14 seeds or 13 seeds should like Duke maybe, you know, be sweating a little bit? And the one name that Kai told me was Oakland. He was like, Oakland, maybe.
An 11 loss mid-major is what we're supposed to. I mean, I'm not going to have to know anything about Oakland, but Boise and Colorado. Wait. Play-ins can be 10 seeds?
Yeah, the play-ins are 10s this year. They announced that, I think, earlier today or yesterday.
That's kind of
what? When did that happen?
Earlier today or yesterday.
No, but like it literally wasn't known until today?
Earlier today or yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Like it wasn't like announced like before the season, like, hey, this year it's 10 seeds?
No.
Listen, what? I know a lot of you actually did tweet. I said I'm going to give a prize, and I will give a prize to whoever tweeted me to correct. We're in the South, right?
Yeah, we're in the South.
Dan Smith's had it, 134. I have to check numbers, but it looks like Dan Smith's. You are a Fed. I don't know how you had that, but I'll DM you after We'll figure it out. Unless someone else had it before you. These are a lot of responses, so I'm going to check after just who had it first.
Good luck with that, Zion. Have fun.
Okay. Let me try my best to suss out some of this stuff with Vermont, okay? So we can look at some of the things that they do here, okay? First of all, small ball team, clearly, right? Like they're running 6-0, 6-4, 6-4, 6-5, 6-8. You know, occasionally maybe they'll play 2-6-8 guys at once, but like they are not, they have nobody that plays at all, it looks like, that's like more than 6-9. So I mean, that's promising for Flip, certainly. They are a team that shoots like nonstop threes. Like they are a team that is very reliant on threes, the 35th highest 3-point attempt rate, but they do only shoot 33.5% from three as a team, 201st in the country. So, wow. You know, that also maybe bodes promising, as long as, you know, we don't dick around and let them get hot. They don't turn the ball over, but they don't turn opposing teams over at all, really. That's certainly promising. They do not offensive rebound at all. But what they do is defensive rebound. They're top 10 in the country in defensive rebound rate. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're just a classic, and they run slow. They're one of the slowest teams there is. So they're going to try to like really, really slow the game down. And I feel like generally speaking, I think this is right. If you're a mid-major and you slow the game down, that's what you want, right? Because the more possessions there are, the more likely that it'll just like that the talent will bear out. So they're going to try to slow. We need to try to run. We need to try to set a faster pace.
So it also looks like they play 10 deep. They have 10 guys that average 11 or more minutes a game.
They have a deep bench. They definitely have a deep bench.
Not the greatest matchup in that case then for us.
Yeah, they go 10 deep consistently, and they've got their scoring is very even. I mean, they have, I think, 7 or 8 guys with 7 points per game or above. 12 points is their leading scorer with TJ Long. He's their one of their guards. Their bigs don't score a ton. They have 3 guards that are leading scorers. So I think that kind of bodes well for Duke. I don't think we're gonna have Foster, so maybe not.
We will not.
Yeah, we but won't. Yeah, the forwards and their center not being all that lethal scoring is not to be against. But yeah, they're just like if you just pull up their like stats of their team, individual stats, it's just even across the board. And as you get down lower and lower, just barely dips to the next guy. So yeah, very. This screams like a sorry to scream. It doesn't scream like terrible matchup for Duke. The 10 deep is a little bit concerning, but yeah, we'll see, man. This is going to be.
They only played one high major all year. Virginia Tech. They got absolutely blown out. You know, like Becker's a good coach. Like it's a winning program. They win a lot. They play here a lot. They play the same way most years. They play slow. They don't offensive rebound. They defensive rebound. Like they're not going to beat themselves. You know what I mean? Like they're going to be really disciplined. So I mean, it'll just take some Duke discipline. But like they have not. Maybe I'm tripping, but like they have not. they have not played a team with Duke's talent level all year. Like not even close. We've talked about how Virginia Tech like kind of is like a good mid-major, like talent level wise, right? Like they just have not seen anything like Duke. Yeah. So in that respect, that's really promising. And again, my guys from Three Man Weave sort of told me they didn't see Duke having some issues as long as Duke, you know, actually shows up and cares.
For who? Yeah. For Vermont?
Yeah, they didn't see Duke having issues in the first round.
Oh, okay. I mean, we do got to look at it. Well, hopefully, I mean, we play.
Can you pull up this bracket as a whole again, Zion, if you can't full screen it?
Oh, I got you.
There we go.
I mean, watching Wisconsin a little bit. I think we got to stop being soft. We got to stop being, ironically,
yeah, for sure.
with like, but no, but I'm not even saying as a Duke team. Like I'm saying as Duke fans.
Sure.
Any matchup we get at this point in the tournament, especially as a 4 seed, there would have been some worry.
For sure.
You know, I hate that. You know, we're always scared. I think obviously we're going to be nervous regardless. Every round, you never know. It's March.
Correct.
But Wisconsin, bro. Come on, man. AJ Storr, beast. That's your guy, right?
But that is my guy. He's at least a lot of fun. He can definitely sort of like go off and take ill-advised shots. He's definitely like one of those guys. But you want to talk about a guy who's like not scared of the spotlight at all. Definitely AJ Storr.
The thing with Wisconsin is coming into this Big Ten tournament, they had lost 8 out of 11. And so like
they stumbled.
They got hot. How do hot teams and tournaments do in their conference tournaments? How do they do coming into the NCAA tournament? I don't have it in front of me, but I feel like it doesn't always fare super well for them. So, and James Madison is a really good team. I've watched way more James Madison than I normally would. Like I said, shout out Noah Friedel, my step cousin, on their starting lineup. They're a really balanced team, and they have three guys that can go off about any night. So, just from my heart, I got to pick James Madison there, but also they're a really solid team. Went into Michigan State and won earlier this year. A lot of people probably remember that. And yeah, that's a tough matchup for Wisconsin to draw in the first round. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Wisconsin is top 60 in KenPom, right? Like they're 31-3. You know, JMU is. So I mean, that's really tough.
Yeah, Vernon Carey's brother is there too. It's. Yeah, and this is going to be a popular pick, right? Like, if you look at a lot of the experts, they're going to say James Madison. And over, like, it's going to be a popular pick. And again, don't know how that bodes well in the past. But they're a scary team, and not want to be taken lightly if we make it and beat them. Same with Wisconsin, right? Like, they got hot at the right time. They got AJ Storr. He can go off on any night. So, not super concerned about Vermont. But after that, man, it's going to be. It's gonna be tough. What are your guys' thoughts on Houston being our one if we make it that far?
Well, hold on, my bad, K. Allen. I could try to turn it down on YouTube.
Is it too loud on YouTube?
No, it's too many ads. They're saying.
Dude, that's also YouTube in general right now, man. Yeah. I was watching a 20-minute video earlier, and there were like 4 or 5 ad breaks. It was insane.
What are your guys' thoughts on just if we get there? We got to talk about this stuff. We're not predicting that we're going to get there, but thoughts on being matched up against Houston in the Sweet 16, possibly.
Not warm and fuzzy over it.
So who? And to both of you, we get Houston. Give me your thoughts on Houston, both of you, and then give me your thoughts on who you would have liked to have had as our one seed.
See, that's my thing. Even who would you like to have? Like when it comes to one seeds. There is no preference. Like, yeah.
True.
Obviously, nobody wants to play, you know, UConn. Nobody wants to play, who else? Purdue. Like,
yeah.
Just play basketball at that point. You know, we're gonna get matched up if we get to that round. You know, clearly we won 2 games, so we'll have some type of momentum getting there. But in terms of the matchup, I mean, Houston is gonna be what they are historically. They're physical. And we struggle with physical teams. And, I mean, they do have somewhat scoring this year, but they also have laws of scoring that they have historically, like we saw with Iowa State, who just ran them out the gym. There are going to be moments where they struggle offensively, and that's always, you know, a team that's going to be susceptible in March. Although I think they're better than they are in years past, I do think it's a team.
Virginia got in. Sorry,
right now,
out there.
You said what?
Virginia got in. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh wow!
Keep going, Zion. You're on a roll there.
Get in. Yeah, let me regain my thought. Yeah, I think it's a team we could beat. Like I'm not on the wave that you know Houston is just gonna run us out the gym. I don't even think their play style is built to run us out the gym. I just think they're a physical team, and we struggle with physical teams naturally. You know, I don't have a preference of what number one seed. A number one seed is a number one seed at this point. Let's play ball, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm generally inclined to agree, although I will say that you know, when you look at the number one seeds and the way that they play, Houston definitely is the type of team, even more than like Purdue or, I mean, like I wouldn't want to, UConn also has the same sort of gritty physicality that Houston has, but teams like Houston just historically have gotten into Duke's chest. Like Duke, you know, in recent years has been maybe a bit more of a finesse team than a physicality team. And so running into your Tennessees last year, your obviously South Carolina 2017 was exactly like this. You know, teams that just want to win by asserting their will and being stronger than you and wanting it more than you. I don't know if you saw that clip of Houston that they run at practice, a drill where at the end of practice, they just like roll the ball out and like the first person to like dive on it and get it, you know, wins or whatever. Like they just straight up dive like insane people on top of one another in practice because that's just what their whole culture is. So I don't love that. But again, like I also think, you know, to Zion's point, all of them would be really hard draws. And so you just have to and the only one, frankly, maybe I don't want to like be a total a-hole about this, but of the four teams that are probably going to be number one seeds, UNC is the worst of the four by a lot, right? Yeah. Or if it's Arizona instead of UNC, Arizona would be the worst by, you know, a decent margin. So yeah. And they wouldn't match us up with UNC anyway, not in the same region. So, you know, we scrimmaged Houston earlier in the
year. Was that this year?
That was last year, wasn't it?
Who did we scrimmage this year then? Villanova was this year. Houston was last year. You're right.
Houston tossed us around last year in the scrimmage. that was as expected.
I know we talked a little bit. This is outside of Duke, but I think the reason they did the 10 seed play-in instead of the 11 was because of the amount of bid stealers they had for the 11. Had to put them into 11. And the 10s were all the bubble teams and got that, which kind of screws over like the 7 seeds, right? Like then you don't really – maybe you got to – or no, it helps the 7 seed actually because you get what was probably going to be an 11 seed is now your 10 seed. So beneficial for 7 seeds, that's for sure.
I know the committee was going to set up this Carolina, Arizona. It was written from the beginning of the season. It was written.
It's going to be crazy if they're the, I mean, presumably they're the one seed because if they were the two seed, they wouldn't have chosen to go to the West. Right. Yeah. So presumably they are the last one seed. They get the West and your reward is that you get to play Arizona in LA if you make it there. Now, granted, playing Arizona in LA is still probably preferable to playing, you know, UConn or Purdue or, you know, any of these other people. But like, my heart's not going to bleed for a one seed or anything, but it's definitely not an optimal draw for a one seed.
No, definitely not. But hey, that's what happens when you're the last one and it's by a pretty wide margin too. So, and there's no like once there's no clear cut one seed in the West, like a Gonzaga normally is, you know? So, yeah.
I mean, there's also not that I care about this at all, but like people who are here, like the ACC or whatever, there's no chance Pitt gets in. Pitt is toast.
No,
Pitt's completely toast. There's one more side. I'd be blown away if they made it.
UVA keeps on getting passes.
UVA getting in is wild. They are doo doo. I think they'll get run out of the gym by Colorado State.
Talk about like the most boring matchup you could put on a Tuesday that is probably going to be Tuesday or Wednesday, like night, trying to get excited for March Madness. You got to watch Virginia play Colorado State. Hard.
Yeah, pass. I mean, I like Colorado State well enough, but Virginia, man.
Well, yeah, you could have put anybody in the other line against them, and I would have said it's going to be a boring ass game to try to get excited for March Madness on a first four game.
What, 15-1 in conference play? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, well, the America East is
dude. It don't matter. Like go 15.
I know winning is winning. I get that. Winning is winning. I wonder where America East it says 21st in the conference rankings, and again, they're being super held up by Vermont to some extent.
What's Vermont's biggest win on the year?
Neutral court versus Charleston.
Charleston win their tournament? No, right?
Yeah, they did. They're in for sure. Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're a top 100 team. Like, Charleston's nothing to sneeze at, but that is their best win. Their second best win, maybe like against Yale at home, like in Vermont. You know, that's, it's not exactly a big eyebrow raiser or whatever.
There's UNC in the West.
Yeah. UNC playing in Charlotte against Howard. Come on, Kenny Blakeney.
Tyler Thornton. We need the Dukies, yeah, man.
You got to have a chance to do a funny thing.
Come on, do a funny thing. Do a funny thing.
That would be the best. It's not going to happen, but it would be the best.
Hey, we can say that, but it has happened.
Well, let's put the power of the classic Duke Better jinx back on full display. Michigan State getting in as a 9 is fairly surprising to me.
They got in as a 9?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they
loves the Big Ten, though, man. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, like, Michigan State is top 20 in KenPom. If you had them as, like, an 11th seed or whatever, they'd be favored over any over any 6th seed. You know what I mean? Like,
True.
So, to some extent, some of these, like, weird ones, there was another one that caught my eye where it looked a little higher than you would expect. It's got to be because the metrics are so good that, like, you'd be doing the opponent a disservice by putting them any lower than that. Yeah. Which is honestly why I'm surprised that Auburn didn't really get more consideration for the 3 line. Auburn is 4th in KenPom right now. Like, you know, UConn, really? Congratulations, you're the number 1 overall seed. And who do you get in the Sweet 16? A top 4 KenPom team, potentially. Like, that's a rough – I mean, again, my heart's not bleeding for any 1 seed. There's Charleston as a 13. Man,
I would have flipped Grand Canyon and Charleston there, but
no, I'm fine with our draw. I think there's a real chance that Wisconsin loses, obviously.
I completely agree with you. I think there's a very good chance that line is going to come out and drop right away.
I doubt it, Josh.
What did Josh say?
He said, he asked, do we think Caleb Foster plays?
No.
It's 96%. No.
Looking at the
Mexico. Looking at that's the a tough matchup for Clemson.
Yeah, well. I don't care.
Russ, every single matchup besides ours is an upset waiting to happen, okay?
Well, New Mexico is going to be favored by Vegas over Clemson. New Mexico 23rd in KenPom, Clemson 34th. I'd be really surprised if New Mexico doesn't open as a favorite. Hey, stop barking. I'm live here. What's wrong with you?
How do you feel about Baylor as a 3?
I don't know about that. That's a bit, I was thinking about that too. And Colgate getting a 14.
It just depends on the resume, right? I think their resume probably justifies it. Even with 10 losses, I mean, like, I'm going to pull up what their like quad 1 and 2s are, but I mean, you've got to think that they're really good.
Potential UNC Arizona Elite 8. I'd love to see it, but I also don't want UNC to get back to the Final Four, so I'd hope they lose before then. But
yeah, I honestly doubt we're going to get that matchup. Arizona has looked terrible of late.
Yeah. Especially and they're coming off of losing to Princeton last year. Somehow they got lucky as hell that Purdue decided to lose to a 16 seed because no one remembers that Arizona lost to Princeton last year.
Wow. No St. John. Well, we knew no Wake was happening. No Pittsburgh.
Dan Munson.
Yeah, we knew Wake.
Dan Munson has a chance to do the funniest thing ever. A fired coach winning an NCAA tournament game would be hilarious.
It'd be great. He'll get he can get a new job somewhere else, maybe. I've got my guy Kai from Three Man Weave talking about our part of the bracket. He said everyone will take James Madison over Wisconsin, and they might be right. Oakland can beat Kentucky. I told you that he was high on Oakland. And then he said Houston will beat Longwood by 50.
Thanks for the insight there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that our part of the bracket is fine compared to all the others. You know, it is what it is. Again, Wisconsin as a 5, they're 17th KenPom. I think that's reasonable. I mean, Kentucky's 19th KenPom. Wisconsin and Kentucky, if that happened, Wisconsin might be, you know, like a half point favorite or something. Who is Kentucky playing in the – oh, Oakland. I just didn't write it down on my thing.
Yeah.
Marquette, you know, is kind of interesting in the sense that I don't know the health status of Tyler Kolek. They say he's going to be fully healthy, but, like, you know, people also just, like, say that, you know. I've been really, really impressed with Marquette. Even without Kolek, they fared super, super well.
Yeah, they look fine. Not fine, but they look formidable without him. I think he's going to play. But all right, so should we break down Duke's side? Like, how do we want to do the rest of this? It would probably go for like an hour. So, like, what do you guys want to do? Want to break down what we got going on?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. You mean like personally?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be held to these. Like, no one's like, I mean, we can do something with it, but... I'm not picking the final four yet, if that's what you're asking, but
I think as we talked about before, they said Pitt was in the first four out, Virginia in the last four in, obviously. Yeah, I think it's kind of malarkey, but whatever.
Indiana State, I'm hurt. That's such a tournament team, bro.
They're 29th in the net, and they're not. And oh man, there's a few of them like that. That's
such a tournament team, bro.
I wanted to see. I wanted to see my guy Robbie in there.
You and everybody else, man.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Virginia should not be in the tournament, right? Like, give me Indiana State over Virginia. That's.
I can't believe I didn't put St. John's in there. That would have been good just to get Patino back, man. And they pass the eye test to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like they fight hard. They work hard. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, I said before the bracket came out, I thought Duke could make second weekend, you know, again, assuming that we play like we give a shit. And I still feel that way. You know, I don't feel warm and fuzzy about playing Houston in the Sweet 16. I think historically that is the sort of game that Duke loses.
Which one?
The Houston game.
Yeah,
I also don't see Nebraska or Texas A&M putting up much of a fight against Houston either. It's not like they have like Florida Atlantic, you know, at least is sort of feisty and can beat the best teams. We've seen that.
Yeah, they've been there before.
Yeah, I mean, even a team like Michigan State as a 9 seed, like I have no faith in this Michigan State team at all. But weirder things have happened when it comes down to like that program and that coach. But Nebraska and A&M, I don't have any faith in them running. So Houston, just a stone cold lock for the Sweet 16. So then you're looking at, well, okay, you're playing Houston. And again, I would think our run ends there.
Whoa. Yikes! Damn, Russ. We're
going what full you think? You think, right? You think I'm happy about it?
Repeat that one time.
All right, so Russ, you got.
Wait. Russ, are you putting the mortgage on Houston beating Duke in the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I would. Oh, man. I would. Lock it in.
I love it. So we kind of broke down. Russ, you got Houston. Then who do you – Texas A&M Nebraska is dog water game to watch, but I'm going to take Buzz Williams and A&M.
I want Nebraska. I want my guy – what's my dude, the shooter from Nebraska? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's a Japanese.
Tominaga.
Tominaga.
Dude, he is sick to watch. He plays zero defense, and he is an absolute green light. And, like, if he gets going, man, that, he's a that perfect would be market, so March much Madness. Fun.
DJ Burns are the March Madness favorites right now. Killing it. Like,
Zion, are you telling me that you're taking Nebraska over Houston in the round of 32?
Where's that? I haven't even looked at that part of the bracket. Let me see.
It's in front of us.
Brock says Houston just lost by 30. Yeah, dude, to Iowa State, who are super good and whose coach is one of the best coaches in America.
Yeah. That is what it's going to take to at least beat Houston. At least you're going to need a guy who can be a straight gunner. And maybe have a magical performance, especially against their offense. Can y'all stop asking about the players meeting? Like, there's no info.
Nothing. Zilch. Zero.
No info.
Stop, Russ. I don't know. I mean, I would have to look into that matchup a bit more, but you know, I will say Houston is could definitely attack Tominaga on defense, but I don't know. I'm more worried about Duke right now.
So how far is Duke going, Zion?
National championship.
Yeah, do you guys do the same thing I always do where no matter what, I always have Duke winning it because the year that I don't do it, they're not going to win or they're going to win it and I'm going to lose all the money that I could have made?
If I'm doing it for money, I do put Duke. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. But for exactly that reason.
But like this year, I'm kind of like, and I'm older now and like
had Duke as the top four seed for what it's worth. I mean, we could tell based on where we were placed, but we were the 13th team and it just said who the 12th was, but I wasn't paying close enough attention. The 12th team was Illinois. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. Illinois is great. Illinois is really good.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. But yeah, I like this year is the year that like I've been wavering the last like 2 weeks of like, is this the year I don't pick them in my brackets? Because it's like,
you always got to have a Duke bracket,
right? You have to.
You always got to have a Duke bracket because you just never.
No, I do it all my brackets. Like, and it's got to be Duke because if I don't do it and they win, I'm out money.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, you know. I want to put no money on it, but you know.
All right, so do you want to do some picks while we're here?
Sure. Let's look at I gotta look at the entire bracket though.
Don't do the NCAA tournament, the NCAA.com one, because there's you can't like it doesn't seem like I can shrink it very easily.
I mean, looking at the one that we have right there with our region, you know, I like
Duke's coming out of there.
I like Houston. I like between Nebraska and A&M. I don't know, man. Maybe I should root for A&M for our guy Henry Coleman.
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have a little more faith in Nebraska just on the eye test of what I've seen. Wisconsin versus JMU, man, it's just so hard because you're right. Like Wisconsin was not looking good, and then they looked really good in the games I watched. But you know, I'm gonna pick James Madison because I don't even know that I want James Madison to happen. Frankly, I don't know necessarily that James Madison and Wisconsin in a tournament style setting. I don't know which one would be better for us. James Madison's won 31 games this year. They are very, very legitimate. And Wisconsin has had lulls. You know, so I don't know. Maybe AJ Storr just shoots him out of it or whatever. I'll take JMU. I'll take Duke in the first round. It's not a matchup that completely alarms me or anything.
Okay, so let's just skip to it. Do you take Duke in the second round?
I
don't sound too confident. You yourself do not sound confident whatsoever.
Yeah, I think either matchup would be really tough. I'm inclined to take Duke over either of those teams. You know, it's the sort of thing where we're going to be going into that game no matter who it's against, and we're going to be like, oh man, this could be dangerous if we start, you know, if we do the stupid thing where we start the game down 18-4 or whatever, then, you know, those are both teams that we just aren't going to be able to come back from a deep hole against. But I'm still inclined to take Duke over either one. They'll both be Duke will be favored over either, I think, for good reason. So I'm generally inclined to go there. Other side of the bracket, Texas Tech over NC State. Sorry, NC State. Grant McCaslin, another one of the really great coaches in America. Kentucky over Oakland. Kentucky's just got that weird thing where they're either the best team on earth or they are completely phoning it in, you know, and defensively just are turnstiles. So I don't really know what to think there. I'm kind of inclined to just advance Texas Tech to the Sweet 16 regardless. Marquette over whoever they're playing, which I can't tell because it looks really tiny. Florida.
Where are you at?
I'm in the South. I'm in our region. So it's the only one we cared about. Boise, is that Boise State and Colorado? I mean, I'm definitely taking Boise State in that. Florida, I mean, I really like their coach, but I think Boise State is like, no, I mean, I guess the seeding might be fair. I don't know. I think that's a close one. Either way, I'm advancing Marquette over either of those teams. So I'd be looking at a Sweet 16 of Marquette, probably Texas Tech, Duke, and Houston. Again, if I'm being realistic, I'm taking Houston over Duke. I'm taking Marquette over Texas Tech. I'm just going chalk at the end of this. I'm taking Houston over Marquette.
Yeah. Okay. So you got Houston. Let's just run through Final Four picks because I don't want to bore people going through every single game. So you got Houston.
I was only breaking down that because it's our region. You know.
Yeah. All right. So Russ, you go first. You got Houston out of the South.
I mean, I'm not inclined to get cute. With the big three, with Purdue, Connecticut, Houston, like people are going to be like, Purdue lost last year, LOL. Yeah, Virginia lost in the Sweet 16 and could never win anything. And then they went all the way the next year. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not inclined to like hold that sort of thing against them if they've played really well this year, which they have. They're a little banged up, but I'm not going to roll against that right now. I'll take Purdue. I'll take UConn. I'll take Houston. You definitely want to get cute in the West if you're going to, just because it's the weakest one seed. You know, Arizona would probably be favored over UNC in an Elite Eight game. And there are a lot of landmines in that one, too. So maybe you get cute here. I don't know. I definitely think Arizona has, even though I didn't like that Oregon game, they've got some sauce. And they've got a lot of talent, which you really like. I also kind of think their road lines up pretty well. I think whoever wins that Arizona Baylor game, you know what I mean? That would probably be who I would take. And I'd have to sit and think about who I would pick in an Arizona Baylor game. Given that it's played on the West Coast, maybe Arizona gets a little boost there, but that's where I would get cute, either Arizona or Baylor there.
Man, that doesn't sound like a pick. I mean, we're doing our reactionary Final Four picks. It doesn't have to be what you're going with, but just for now.
Sure. Arizona.
Okay. Ooh. Zion?
No, you pick your four. I'm on IG Live right now telling people to come tune in. Go ahead. Pick your four.
Me? Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Sorry, I was looking at the bracket trying to get my picks ready. But fine, you can rush me and I'll go first. All right, I'm gonna go Duke. Just as a fan. If not Duke, I'll go Marquette. I'll go Marquette if it's not Duke. In the Midwest, I'm gonna take Creighton. I think Purdue could run into a buzzsaw with Edie. I think this is, like, if they're going to do it, this is the year to do it. But I love Creighton. I love the way they score the basketball. So I'm going Creighton there. And I'm just reactionary here. So this isn't end all be all. In the East, God, I think it'd be cool if Iowa State made a run, but it's tough to bet against UConn, especially in the East. So, and they're so good. Yeah, we'll go UConn. With the opportunity to pick Iowa State. And the West is such a hodgepodge. Like, you could literally be like, you could make an argument that, like, Alabama could make it, or maybe not Michigan State, but, like, I don't believe in Baylor. I don't believe in North Carolina. I don't believe in Arizona. If I have to choose in the West,
I mean, you can get really cute with it and go with, like, St. Mary's or something. You
literally,
know?
Like, that's the team I was about to, like, maybe say, but that. We'll just, for now, we'll go Zona and call it what it is. A reactionary pick. So, can't get too cute without doing more research, but otherwise, all right, Zion. So, I got Duke, Creighton, UConn, and Arizona.
I got UConn. I can't see this.
This is great listening, by the way. Everyone listening is really enjoying this.
There's not a ton we can really talk about with this.
This is a live watch party. So whoever's listening, go just watch the video at this point. Yeah. I'll go UConn, and then I'll go Tennessee, because that was my preseason Final Four pick. So I'm gonna live on that. The other bracket is tricky for me. I don't want to pick UNC. And Arizona, I don't see it.
I don't either. That's why I was like, this is gonna be a region of just disaster and mess, I think.
It's gonna be a very weird region. Who's the five? I can't see the five. The five is St. Mary's.
They're
My
good, man.
Goodness.
They are really good.
I don't think their Final Four are good.
They won the WCC this year, right?
Yeah. All it takes is the right bracket.
That bracket is tough. So I'll skip up top and Duke bracket. I'm not going to pick Duke. I'm sorry. They haven't shown me enough.
Like I said, this isn't final. Like, if we want to do another pregame show or something, or pre-tournament show, we certainly can, and give picks that the people can react to. This is just brackets out. What are we going with?
Off. This is initial reaction. I'll go Marquette because they're getting Kolick back.
I would have gone with Marquette too for whatever. I think I said that. I would have picked Marquette without Duke.
And they'll just go Arizona for initial reaction, but it will be different when I fill up my bracket.
Sorry, your other one, you said Arizona? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Which line, which region got BYU? Is that
UConn? The East did, yeah.
With that UConn bracket, I like, hey, UConn is really, really good, but man alive, that is a tough, tough bracket. They got the best 2 seed by KenPom. They got a 4 seed that's top 4 in KenPom. Their 6 seed is by miles the best 6 seed in KenPom. They got Illinois, who is also the best 3 seed in KenPom. Like, literally, you go down the line, best 2 seed, best three seed, best four seed, not the best five seed, but the best six seed. That's insane, dude. That's a path. That's a path. Yeah. And those are some pretty well-coached teams, too. Those aren't teams that are going to roll over, like, you know, Otzelberger. And then you got Florida Atlantic in there, too. And, you know, sometimes when they get hot, they can take on anybody. So that's an interesting bracket to me. I can't go against them, obviously.
Whoa, I would not trust Kansas.
No, I don't trust Kansas at all.
Oh, they are not. They are fumbling into that tournament.
I don't trust the health either. Like, I know you said, like, Kulik is healthy. I know they said Dickinson and McCullough will be full strength for the tournament. I just don't know how much of that is just talking. You know what I mean? I don't know how much of that is just, like, them putting out there that they'll be full strength in hopes that the committee will, you know, look favorably upon them or whatever.
I think Kulik's play style is not – it's more IQ than physical. So I feel like if he's on the floor, he's going to affect the game like he naturally would. But yeah, this is kind of a weird bracket, I'll be honest. Honestly, I'll say beyond Marquette, I mean, it hurts me to say this, but Kentucky could win our bracket.
They could.
But obviously it's the always Jekyll and Hyde with Kentucky of, you know, you don't know which one you're going to get, but the path is there for them.
Kentucky's like the supersized version of like what's going on with Duke to some extent, right? Where Duke has all the talent in the world, but sometimes they just like play indifferently or they come out really flat. And Kentucky is like that too, except that when Kentucky is on, they're the best offense in the world.
This is my question before we get out of here. In the case of a Kentucky-Duke Elite Eight matchup, how would y'all feel about that?
I would feel great. I would feel great.
Yeah, they're such a streaky team. They're such a streaky team that it wouldn't scare me. It'd probably be a really fun game, I would hope. But
Cal just also is so insistent on not playing his best players at all times on that team.
Yeah.
And he's done that in the past before too. Like, so it's not a coaching matchup that would overwhelmingly alarm me. I'll put it that way. Right. The talent is obviously there for them to just like run us out of the gym. If they come out and play 40 minutes, you know, super, super hard, but they just haven't really done that this year. Honestly, the team that Kentucky's a little like, which maybe goes with Zion's point, Kentucky's a little like Miami this year. Like the Miami team of last year where they just didn't play defense, but they had really, really good shot making. Like if you've got really, really good shot making, then in the tournament you can go far. It could definitely happen. But again, Oakland, I wouldn't sleep on Oakland, as somebody just pointed out in the comments.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's the sort of team and the sort of coach that don't get caught sleeping. You know, they played Ohio State to single digits. They played Illinois at Illinois closely until the end. They beat Xavier at Xavier. You know, they also played Michigan State. They played Dayton at Dayton. Right. They've got experience. They're not going to be scared.
Yeah.
What where is Illinois? Oh, they're in the East. Three.
Yeah.
They're a tricky team. Because I mean, when you got a guy that could go out for 35 at any point, the team could make a run.
And they play hard, man. Like they got like that Domas kid is great. Coleman Hawkins is just like such a fundamental like guy who outworks everyone else. You know, it's easy to look at the talent that they have on that team and sort of fall in love with their potential. I also think Underwood's a pretty good coach. So, you know, I like that. They'll probably be playing BYU, who if BYU gets hot, man, it's just one of those things where BYU can either shoot, if they're shooting the ball well, they are very, very hard to beat. And if they are not, then they will get rolled, you know. Is it at all reassuring that even though Duke hasn't played with the gusto that we would like to see, they have never been blown out this season? No.
We have been blown out too. I mean, Arkansas did blow us out.
We had multiple games where at the end we started like applying some pressure that we could have applied in the first 36 minutes of the game that then made the end result a lot closer. Yeah. Also, we're in a conference that is not good right now. Like, it's just not. So, you know, it's hard for me to get to see the force. And also the best losses, quote unquote, that we took this year would be something like Arizona, but it was so long ago. That might as well have been another lifetime. You know? At this point,
yeah. I don't remember. Zion, are we going live again before the game or no?
We have to figure it out. I mean, we gotta do the autograph stuff, you know. But
we're gonna do a little. We were talking about trying to find a guest and maybe doing a little preview with somebody who might be a little more familiar with, you know, Vermont and James Madison and some of the other teams. I think that would be a good idea, and that wouldn't maybe be live. It would be something that we would videotape and then air, right, Zion? Presumably.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's definitely several ways to go about it. But yeah, that should definitely, if we find a Vermont expert, I mean, maybe the three of you guys, you know, can come on the pod or something, or we find a Vermont local writer.
I'll see if one of those guys is available. They're going to be mad busy, but if we can find a time to do, you know, a brief show with one of them, I think that they would have some nice insight. I do. Kai from Three Man Weave did say, because I sort of went to him with the like, I know we haven't been playing very well, you know, looking at these first round matchups. His response really was like, I wouldn't worry about first round matchups if I was Duke.
Yeah.
He thought, but the 13 seeds, the 14 seeds, he was like, Duke's just too much talent, you know, too much talent, too much size. You know, a lot of those teams that we would play in any of those matchups, just, you know, they haven't faced a lot of that.
Right.
And generally, until the end of the year, Duke had done a very good job of beating teams they were supposed to beat.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if all goes as planned, what's the next location after Brooklyn? See, I don't even know that.
I believe it is Dallas. We would be playing Houston in Dallas.
That's nasty. I don't even know if Duke fans are in Dallas. Is that a thing? Do we have a Texas crowd?
No, we're coastal. We're coastal elites. Oh, man. We're the coastal elites. Yeah. I mean, Duke travels pretty well. I'm sure there's probably some people around there, but like, I feel like, and this is maybe not an awesome note to end on, but you know, one that I guess is worth mentioning. Is this the best team by resume that Duke has had that also has bad vibes coming into the tournament? You know what I mean? Like,
best
I feel like
by resume.
You know what I mean? Like, because we've had teams that had bad vibes ending the season, but they weren't four seeds, right? They were lower. Like, I brought up on Twitter the last time we lost the regular season closing game and the first game of the ACC tournament was the Josh McRoberts sophomore season, right? Which I think the vibes somewhat mirror that year, but that was also a six seed year. You know, like this team indisputably has a better resume than that team did. So
what,
I was just
what was the Grayson? That was a four seed, right?
The Ingram Grayson.
Yeah, it was four. When we played Yale or three, four.
Yeah, we were a four, and we played Wilmington and Yale.
Then Oregon just said. Dream's over, buddy.
Yeah, but even in that year, man, like I know we struggled a little bit down the line and we obviously had a huge slump in January, but like we beat a top 10 Louisville team, we beat a top 5 Virginia team, we beat UNC at UNC, you know, we beat Indiana. You know, we just had like a lot of
Virginia.
Big
wins. We beat Virginia.
Yeah.
Your quotes.
Well, we did beat Virginia.
You don't remember.
I see what you're saying. Hey, but for the resume, we beat Virginia, you know? So like, I don't know. I still feel like that team didn't have the same sort of like, and maybe it's because social media is now way more prevalent and what have you, but like, it feels like the vibes aren't awesome, despite the fact that we have a 4 seed and despite the fact that we have indisputably a lot of talent on the roster.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited, though.
I would definitely say it's probably first time in a while that I think we've had. I haven't said it last episode. Like, when's the last time we even lost the first ACC game? Like 2013, right?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't been in this kind of mindset in a while, but you know, hopefully they put it behind them. After their players only meeting. So, you know, we'll see.
We know nothing about.
Yeah, we got no information on. But yeah, I guess, you know, keep an eye out for any content coming this week just before the tournament game. We'll try to get some stuff. Hey, if I am at the game on Friday, because I don't know if I have to pay for tickets kind of special. But, you know, I'll try to do some stuff there. And obviously these guys will probably hold it down.
Absolutely. I'll try to
get some arena stuff as well. But, you know, it's big week. Good vibes, man. This is the time of the year. It's the time
appreciate
of the year.
Everybody, man. This is fun. I love doing it. Watch parties are cool. This was fun, so. Appreciate everybody tuning in.
And one last shout out to Autograph. Obviously, download the app, get $16 tickets. Maybe I could try to get $16 tickets from Autograph this week.
There you go.
I'm a person. You know, and obviously home field. Use the code CRAZY, 15% off. Appreciate y'all, and we'll catch y'all later. Go Duke.
Go Duke.